Hello, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared. I'm your host, Leonque Chivette, author of We Made Plans, which is available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and check your local bookstores. I'm also a trained paralegal and corporate trainer. Thank you so much for joining me for season two of the podcast. As always, we have exciting guests and topics in store for you. So please continue to tune in and share with your family and friends. This podcast is produced by Elite Conversations Media and is available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. Our guest speaker today is Nicole Sparrow of the online Women's Gun Owner Forum called Beauties and Bullets. Nicole is a native of New York, born and raised in Jamaica, Queens. She relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina in 2004 with her two daughters and father. Nicole is a master teacher who has devoted her entire life to being a lifelong educator. Nicole has supported districts in both New York and North Carolina from elementary school to high school. Presently, Nicole is out of the classroom supporting schools in the Bronx, New York, in an administrative position, which she loves because it allows her access to students, parents, and the community. Nicole Sparrow has been very passionate about networking, sharing her knowledge on various topics of education, which showed when she created the Back to Basics tutoring service for students in the Charlotte area. She has recently begun to place all of her energy into her newly created women's group titled Beauties and Bullets, which was formed in 2020. And Nicole now holds a concealed carry license and is in the process of completing various certifications to teach and train others. She is focused on keeping women safe as well as allowing their voices to be heard. And on top of that, Nicole enjoys traveling, reading, and continuously building up her online forum. So welcome, Nicole. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Hi, Leonque. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored and excited to be here with you today.
Good, good. You sound excited. I'm so glad you're here. So
yes.
let's start with a fun fact about yourself.
Okay, so fun fact about myself. I was really thinking this through. I wanted it to be fun. and I think you've covered everything in the bio, but so I want to share that I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Oh, very nice.
Since spring 90, Alpha Eta Maid, and mm-hmm. through the sorority, I counted not too long ago, I have over 360 collected elephants.
Mm-hmm.
As wow. well as I had started quite some time ago collecting the Just the Right shoe. It's a tiny shoe figurine.
Mm-hmm.
And now my new collection is weapons for beauties and bullets.
Weapons and bullets. That's
cool.
Exactly. Well, that's good. I have a lot of friends who are Deltas. So hopefully they are tuning in, but that's wonderful.
Yes, okay.
And the elephant collection. That sounds impressive to me.
Yes, it is. It is impressive. It's grown over the years. So since 90 to now, this is my last count.
Mm-hmm. Very yes. good. My mom, she used to have these two white ivory elephants that were on our fireplace when we were little. I have no idea what happened to them. I should probably check with one of my older siblings.
Uh-huh.
But I just remembered that she had two white ivory elephants, and they were something that she kind of like, you know, she wasn't a Delta or anything, but she was very proud of those elephants.
Yeah. It's in a lot of homes. It's
yeah.
just for good luck overall. You know, it's not just associated with Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated
mm-hmm.
at all, yeah. not solely. So, and you go into quite a few homes I've been in and they are sitting right on the mantle or
yeah.
a little figurine. Yeah.
Yep.
It's all about luck.
All right. Okay. So just to get started, I want you to share your experience as an educator and specifically in what capacity you're an educator in New York and North Carolina.
Sure. Well, I started out in New York City, teaching elementary school. I was there for 11 years until I relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina mm-hmm. with my children, just to give us a different start. And once relocating here, I then became a middle school teacher. And then I went on to high school. And then I went out of the classroom as a coach, various positions in the district as an academic facilitator, a literacy specialist, and then presently as an instructional coach. So about 2018, when I became an empty nester, I started looking for jobs elsewhere. And I just happened to get a job in New York City, working in a charter school, and it's in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. And there I am the instructional coach. So I'm able to work, you know, remotely. So I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, but my job is in New York and the Bronx.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice that you can stay in Charlotte. That's wonderful.
I love
that's
it.
Wonderful. And you know what else I noticed? I noticed that you still have your New York accent.
I do, because everyone I'm around is from New York, even here in Charlotte. So, then when I go back and forth so much that I don't think I have lost it or I'm going to lose it at all.
I definitely hear it. And it's funny for the amount of time that you've been down there, but there are a lot of people that have migrated from the Northeast to that Charlotte area. I mean, I have family in that area as well. So I'm familiar with it. But I just thought that was funny because I hear it in some of the words that you say.
Right. I know. It should be going away, but it's getting stronger.
Yeah. Okay. So when we spoke about doing the podcast, you expressed a concern about women's questions not being answered in some of these online forums that are co-ed.
Right.
So, you know, I wanted you to share your experience with a few of, you know, I wanted you to share a couple of examples of the experiences that you had that prompted you to go ahead and start the other forum.
Sure. Well, you know, recently the push for the online forums have become very widespread, and everyone's in a group and sharing their knowledge and their information. However, I believe that majority of those groups, especially when I started with my collection and just being interested, were really male dominated. And the forum really wasn't for female and their questions. And for me, I got that sense of you're asking an unintelligent question or a silly question, or why don't you know that already? So that's really what prompted me to go further and start to do some research and look into some other groups. And even in the female groups that I have become a member of, or really just studied and looked at the comments, many of those females are ex-law enforcement or possibly have been in the military. So their knowledge, they're very advanced and their knowledge is extensive. And so when you have the newbies, or the, you know, the people who are just getting into the idea or want to start some home safety, their questions are really, if not ridiculed, then really not addressed. Mm-hmm. And so that was the forefront of my group, is to really address those questions, really get down really to the minute question or the answer I call them beauties. The beauties would ask and give them the answers, help them with the laws, tell them where to go step by step, and to let them know that no question is a simple question, unintelligent question, and that every single question is going to be answered and then a follow-up. So that was just the reasoning that I didn't find that security in those other forums.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I first joined, I joined a group that was for, it was co-ed.
Okay.
But then I realized that there was a female version of that group. And so I then joined that group, and then I don't even get notifications from the other group anymore. I'm not kicked out of it or anything, but right. Primarily I communicate back and forth out of that other group.
Right.
So I see what drives your passion to correct that, because, you know, you don't want to feel like any questions are, you know, unintelligent or silly or stupid or anything like that. And exactly. you want people to be comfortable in asking the question.
Yes, definitely. So, we want to make sure that everyone is educated and they feel comfortable. There's a lot of controversies in some of the forums I've been in. A lot of controversy, a lot of back and forth, which then makes you very hesitant to speak out and ask your questions, and knowing that, you know, you're going to not get the answer or feel like, you know, some kind of way. And so that's not what I want from Beauties and Bullets. I want beauties to be able to come together, network, forum, ask questions. And often they say to me, I don't really know what to ask. So then I just post it for them. So it's there for them. And then from there, they can take off with their questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm only in a couple, and I did recently join yours, Beauties and Bullets, and I did like your one of your posts today.
Fantastic, good.
I communicate with you. I comment, right. And I'm not one to stay very quiet. But in the other group, I didn't have any problems in that other group with asking questions. I thought that 99% of the time that the people that responded responded in a positive way. And so, you know, that's why when I saw, your group, I was like, okay, well, let me check it out. And then, you know, the same thing that I encountered was that, you know, that your responses in particular were not anything that would intimidate anyone or make anyone feel uncomfortable. And that's the main thing, like, you know, for the newbies like myself, because I'm approaching over a year. Actually, I'm over a year with owning my gun.
Okay.
But you know, you have questions in the beginning. And when I first started, I wasn't in a forum. I was just like talking to my law enforcement friends, which is good.
Right.
But it's different when you get that female perspective. And that's what's good about some of these, all women forums. And that's what I appreciate.
I agree. But what I would say too, is to join a couple of them. Join a couple of them and just, you know, get into a couple of them and ask some questions, put some information out there, and, you know, be really, really involved. So I wouldn't say just my group is the group. It's not. It's something for everyone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely enough out there.
Yes.
to find your niche, to find out what you're comfortable with. And, you know, I'm comfortable with the couple that I'm in so far. No complaints.
Oh, good. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we need to take a quick break and, then we'll come back and ask some more questions. So again, everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chavette, and my special guest, Nicole Sparrow of Beauties and Bullets. Stay tuned, guys.
Hey, this is Nicole from Beauties and Bullets, an all-women's gun group for beauty. Beauties and Bullets was created in 2020 and now has over 230 members and still growing. Beauties and Bullets is a group where women can come together, network, ask questions, find out about which weapon is best for them, meet at the range for a range date, learn about their EDC, work on getting their permit and becoming licensed and licensed to carry. Beauties and Bullets is a gun group created by beauty for beauty. So come on over to the Facebook page at Beauties and Bullets and the Instagram at beauties_and_bullets, where all of your questions can be answered and you can network with other beauties.
Welcome back to the Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chavette. If you want to connect my voice to face, please check me out on Instagram at Leonque_Chavette_author. That's LAONQUE_CHAVETTE_AUTHOR. And you're listening to our guest speaker, Nicole Sparrow of Beauties and Bullets. And we're going to continue. We had to take a break, but we're going to continue. Nicole, I wanted to find out, you expressed your desire to teach safety to the gun owners at whatever stage they're in. I wanted to know what your safety recommendation, I mean, just a couple of tips, what your safety recommendations to our listeners are.
I would definitely say reading. Read all that you can. And then definitely educate yourself. So those are my top two recommendations. Read, educate yourself, learn about your weapon, learn about your ammunition, learn about your safety measures. take a course or two. There are so many courses online, in person. You could go to the range. You definitely have to get out there and test your weapon out and mm-hmm. just learn about how to keep your weapon safe in your home, especially if you have children. It is all in the news about accidents, and that's the one thing that you do not want to be responsible for. So my key recommendation would just be, you know, learn, read. The reading mm-hmm. is going to give you up all the information on the safety tip. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that is a valid tip. And, you know, especially coming from a teacher, it makes sense.
Yes.
But even if you weren't a teacher, you know, definitely reading up on as much as you can is helpful. And, you know, not just what you see online, but in other books and stuff like that. And definitely going out to the range. All of those are very good tips, useful and helpful, that people should definitely get involved in, you know, exactly. read up on what you need to read up on and get out there and train. Right. That's what I always promote.
Yes, definitely. And join Beauties and Bullets, because you can get all the right there. Exactly.
Of course.
Right.
All right. And so how long, I mentioned that I had owned my gun for over a year now, but how long have you been a gun owner, and what was your first gun?
I've been a gun owner, I would say, since 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a gun owner 2012. Yeah, I think 2012. And my first gun, unbelievably, was it's ASI, an IC 12 gauge shotgun. Around that time, I had started going to the range with a good friend of mine and her husband. And I really wasn't doing well with a hand pistol, so an automatic, too much recoil and jumping back. And I just didn't have a really good control. So he was like, try this, my shotgun. And I tried it, had excellent control of it, able to rack it and pull it back. And you would just think that it would be the opposite. So I went to a gun show, and that's what I bought. And then actually, after doing all of my reading, I was told that that was like the best home defense weapon that you could have. And so that was my first baby. I love it to death. I keep it loaded mm-hmm. in the corner all the time. And I tell beauties, you know, if you're really interested in a home defense, mm-hmm. You know, take a look at the shotguns. We let the size and the length and the even the sound of it scare us. But really, right. you know, someone hears you rack that, they're going to think twice about coming in. That's your warning.
Right, right. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So now I haven't fired a shotgun yet.
Okay.
So that's up next for me. I've been working with my with the 9mm that I have, but I have not done a shotgun yet. But the range that I go to, they yes. do have them available for you to do it. But I've yes. been so focused on trying to get myself straight with what I do own.
Right. Okay.
But that's gonna be okay. something next that me and my range buddy are gonna do.
okay. All right. That sounds good. But yeah, there's a variety there. Try them out. Even like the AR-17s or the big AR guns that I was thinking years ago, oh, I would never try those, but I've tried it, very smooth. So you have to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
yeah.
what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I know that the sound, when we went into the range for the first time, the sound of all of, you know, everyone in there firing their weapons, it was really loud and overwhelming. Like I had to make a conscious effort to adjust my ears. I had the earphones on. I didn't have like the top of the line ones, mm-hmm. but it's really loud in there when everyone is firing off.
It is.
So I can imagine how loud it is with the shotguns and that in the long rifle area.
I think that's like a part of getting used to it after a while. You mm-hmm. go there, you won't even hear those. You know, have you ever been in place and you can like sound out everyone? They can be talking and there's a whole bunch of people, you don't even hear it. That's what happens to that sound. You block it out some kind mm-hmm. of way. I don't know. That's what happens when I go.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was like for the first couple of minutes, it was just, and it was my first time in there, so it was a little overwhelming. Like I didn't know what to expect, and it was just really loud. But
So but just imagine when you're outside and you don't have any earplugs or headphones or headpieces, how it's gonna sound. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. Or to make the adjustment, because you know, if you have to use your weapon, you know, in a self-defense situation, you're not gonna be able to. You are not gonna have time to put the earphones on or plugging your ears. So you're going to have to deal with the sound.
Right.
So it is something that you need to get used to. and make that adjustment.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to go through and set up as if you're at a range.
No, I'm like, I need to put my goggles on and I need to put my earplugs on. That doesn't work. Nope, that's not what's going to happen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah. All right, so I also wanted to talk about the fact that because you come from two very distinct states, New York and now you're in North Carolina. The gun laws are very different from New York to North Carolina. And I wanted you to talk about some of the distinct differences that people should know if they're transitioning from New York to North Carolina or North Carolina to New York.
Right. So in any transition between any states, you must know their laws and know which laws you have reciprocity with.
Right.
So that's really, really important. Again, educating yourself, learning.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just finding out, because you definitely don't want to go to a state that you do not have jurisdiction there and, you know, get yourself in some trouble, because then it becomes a felony and it's big trouble. So, you know how we say it's always easy to get yourself into trouble and not out of the trouble. So you'll be spending a whole bunch of time trying to explain why you have that weapon. But one of the things I always think about too, or when I have a discussion, is about New York City laws are different than New York State laws. Mm-hmm. And whereas New York City laws are very strict due to the population or just the inner city restraints and everything, New York State is a little less stringent. They're a little lenient. You can get a permit in the New York State. So if you live out in Long Island or upstate somewhere, getting a gun permit is a little easier than being in New York City itself. Only law enforcement or whomever can get it there. But what I say is that just know your laws, because I do travel back and forth on 85, 95 all by myself. Right. And you know, I do have my bat with me, Oscar, and that's about the only weapon I have. But I have my weapons in the trunk without unloaded. You know, you just have to know how to carry them. And so that's how I transport them, because when I get to New York, I do want to go to my friends in Jersey or go upstate New York and go visit some ranges, and I want to have my own personal weapons. So how you transport them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have the same thing in New Jersey. You can't just have it in the front seat with you. You have to have it in the trunk, unloaded and all of that stuff. And you have to go directly from the range to home. And, you know, you do need to know the laws in each state. And to, you know, when you're moving from one state to another, you need to make sure that you're well aware of that so that you don't get pulled over and then it turns into something more than it ever needed to be.
Definitely. Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. And know when you're pulled over what you have to say immediately. I have a weapon I'm carrying, is unloaded in my trunk. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to
now
say.
What I heard was that you really shouldn't say the word weapon, because it may put them on the defense as opposed to firearms.
Oh,
I mean, that's what I heard. That's what I read somewhere. But, you know, I don't know. I guess we should probably ask.
Yes, you know,
I
never was told the difference on the weapon or firearm. I was told you're supposed to say, I'm a concealed carrier.
Right. Okay.
I'm concealed carrying with the uncarried, unloaded in my trunk or whatever. So maybe you are correct. You're not supposed to say your weapon, but I probably would say my weapon.
Yeah. Whatever the case is, who, you know, to my listeners, you should really read up on it and figure it out. I don't want to put anybody on the defensive by saying I have a gun.
Right.
Because we know what happened. Because we know what happened with Philando Castile. That even though he was licensed, was carrying, that he still was shot. And he, you know, notified the cop that he had his firearm. But I don't know. I can't remember what exactly he said. But either way, you know, you want to be careful. You do need to know what to say. And that means that you have to do your research and figure it out.
Exactly. During these times, you must research. You must know what you're headed up against.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Prepared. Yes.
All right. So real quick, before we take another break, I want you to tell us more about the Beauties and Bullets Company and how you came up with that name and what's the main objective. And then we're going to take a quick break.
Okay, great. That's what I love to talk about, Beauties and Bullets. So it was an idea that I had because of of the climate, I guess, that we were in. And I had a couple of girlfriends, like you say, your range buddies. I had a couple of girlfriends. We would go to the range all the time, talk about the forums that we were in. And I said, you know what? I really want to begin to start looking into coming up with a group that we can post some information, learn more about, just learn some different safety and home defense strategies that we can put together. And so that's how the group came about. And then we were looking for a really good name. And I call my students beauties all the time, males and females. And and I was like, beauties is a really cute name. What else can we, you know, put together with it? I didn't want to say anything about a gun or a weapon. It seems harsh. So I wanted it to be really feminine, but with a sense of expressing what the group was really about and force. So bullet is the main part of the gun. In my mind, you know, the bullet is the actual, what makes hits the target. And so beauties and bullets just came together. It sounded really cute and, it sounded soft, but you know, definitely getting the point across, soft, but deadly. And that's how it came about. So and that's what the group came about, just to be a place to really educate. I know there's other groups out there. You can take classes and different things, selling paraphernalia, different things. But I just really wanted to be a group where you can get information.
Right.
Beauties. Yes.
Yeah. And again, I've joined the group. I'm a member. And so I think that you've been doing a great job with educating. You know, you put the fun things out there, you put the questions out there, and you also put educational things out there. So that's important. And, you know, that definitely matters and makes a difference.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm glad you were happy with it. Yes, definitely.
Yep. No problem. All right, guys. So we need to take another break. Again, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm. Be safe, be vigilant, be prepared with your host, Leonque Chavette. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Leonque Chavette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chavette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
Welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chavette. My book, We Made Plans, is available for purchase online on Amazon for an ebook, and you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Walmart to purchase the paperback. You can also check out my website at leonquechavette.com. That's where you can find all the links to my podcast directory, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can make a purchase through the website. And if you would like to connect my voice to face, again, you can check me out on Instagram at Leonque_Chavette_author. And you're listening to our awesome guest speaker, Nicole Sparrow. And we're going to finish up. Thank you again, Nicole. So let's address this question about this climate that we're in. What's the number one thing you want our listeners to know in order to be safe, be vigilant, and be prepared?
Well, Leonque, the first thing I want our listeners to know is to understand what it means to be safe, to be vigilant, and to be prepared. And so in that, they have to do, I keep taking it back to my profession, educate yourselves, find out, you know, what is being prepared. We claim we're being prepared, and I don't think many people understand what that means. Being prepared for what? How does it look? Because we've never had to be in that situation of preparing ourselves for the unknown, what might happen. So really just educating yourself, everyone, finding out all of the safety measures, if you have any type of weapon, from A to Z about that weapon, taking it apart, putting it back together, how it functions. So it comes all back to educating and educating yourself with everything and mm-hmm. educating all of those around you. So you can't be the keeper of all the knowledge and not share it. You know, so that's what Beauty right. Bullets is about. It's about just sharing that knowledge and not holding it for oneself. So share your knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And I appreciate you for saying that. Definitely sharing your knowledge and not keeping it to yourself, not in your own home exactly. and not with your friends and family outside of your home. So yeah, exactly. that's good. Thank you. Yes. All right. And so I'm going to ask the question, but certainly people should know by now how to find you on social media.
Oh, yes. Social media. So you're going to go to, we have a Facebook page. It's the title, Beauties and Bullets. Definitely ask to be a member, answer all the questions, and we would definitely love to have you. It is for women only, all women. So the brothers keep trying to join, and I say, thank you so much. We love you, but this one is just for us. So it's for yeah. women. And then on Instagram, it is at beauties_and_bullets. And come on over there, join us as well, and get some information. So that's how you could join us.
Good. That's good for everybody to know. Again, it's an online forum for women gun owners, and it is something that educates you, and they have a whole bunch of stuff going on, but it's definitely a source to ask questions. I don't think the level of expertise really matters. I mean, it's open to any woman who wants to join, right?
Any and everyone. We have everyone from the newbies to law enforcement, to NRA members. So everyone is able to join, everyone is able to post, and we welcome it. We welcome our Beauties and Bullets. Come on over.
Good. Well, thank you, Nicole. You were fantastic. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge and expertise with us.
Thank you so much, Leon Quay, for the opportunity. This is wonderful.
Good. I'm glad you were excited and hyped up about it. And I'm glad that you were, because it makes a difference.
Yes, because it's fantastic, this podcast. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And to our listeners, I want you guys to please take your safety, security, and mental and physical well-being seriously as much as reasonably possible. I want you guys to walk confidently. I don't want you to walk in fear. I'm a Psalms 91 believer, and I go by the Psalms 27 as well, where it says, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" And again, walk confidently with those scriptures in mind. And if you are in a location where you can have your concealed carry, walk with that too. So train diligently, tell a friend about this podcast, and thank you so much for joining me for season 2. And most importantly, guys, we make plans every day, and to see those plans through, we all, with regard to our personal safety, need to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared, and be blessed. Love you all, and thank you so much for joining me for season 2.